Hey there, this is Peter from Skeptics. In this mini episode, I'm going to be covering over a small portion of Matthew 15. Now, in this passage, we see the Pharisees are coming to Jesus, and they're making a big squabble over the disciples not washing their hands. And in this small passage, this is Jesus' reply to the Pharisees over their opinion on this matter. Now, I believe this is a significant passage because I believe a lot of Christians can overlook this portion of scripture without knowing the historical context behind it. And once you understand the historical context, you really understand the meaning behind Jesus' words. So this is what the passage says. So the Pharisees that came to Jesus, and this is Jesus' reply to them. He says, "Why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever reviles his father and mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me, I have given to God,' he need not honor his father and mother. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God." So what is Jesus talking about here? So to take focus on verse 5, he says, "What you would have gained from me is given to God." See, here Jesus is pointing out their immense hypocrisy in not honoring their father and their mother by giving their due services to God instead of their parents. What am I talking about? Well, back in those days, if anyone was to say the word Corban, or it is Corban, that which they say Corban over is then devoted to God and could not be used for any other purpose. So I guess you could say it was more of a cop-out of serving their parents by devoting that which their parents asked for by giving it to God. You see, the parents would come to their children and want or need of something, but their children, out of not wanting to give to their parents, or for whatever other reason, they'd say, "Sorry guys, it is Corban. What you would have gained from me is given to God." You see what they're doing here? How many times have I done this? Have we all done this? Now, it may not have been in the form of someone asking you for something, or maybe your parents asking you for something, but maybe a friend or a stranger or somebody came to you and they needed help, and you felt God or the Holy Spirit pressing on your heart, "Yes, help that person." But instead, you say, "Sorry, I'll pray for you. See, the help you would have gained from me, I'm giving it to God." Do you see what you're doing here? Instead of helping this person as you feel the Holy Spirit telling you to do, you disobey God by saying, "The help this person would have gained from me, I'm giving to God in prayer." See, you were fooled into thinking that your prayer, which you're probably not even going to do anyways, let's be honest, we forget to even pray for the people we say we're going to pray for. And we think that somehow passing this prayer onto God fixes the help that we're refusing to give this person. We think it stands in place when it doesn't. It's still disobedience. And I can think of countless times that people have come to me in need or assistance, and I just say, "I'll pray for you." Regardless, disobedience is disobedience, and sin is sin. See, I'm not saying you have to help every single person that comes to your assistance, because we may not even have the time for all that, you know, but when the Spirit leads us to do so, we must obey. Don't cop out of it. So no, it is not Corban, and a service is not devoted to God by words, but by motive of the heart. So the next time you feel the Spirit leading you to do something, and you don't do it, don't say Corban. Say yes.